Fresno State political science professor Dr. Thomas Holyoke joins us now to talk more about what the surprise resignation of Senator Rubio means for the Central Valley and for Sacramento politics. The news today caught a lot of people by surprise, including veteran political observers, and raised a lot of eyebrows as well with the news that he would take a job with Chevron as a lobbyist, especially considering even earlier this week the senator was talking about his plans for CEQA reform. How does this look from the outside looking in?
Well, I mean, this is opportunism. I mean, apparently this job, you know, came along, and who knows when it was, when Chevron started talking to Senator Rubio about this. But the rest of us is certainly caught by surprise, and he's basically out the door, and I'm sure his constituents and everybody else, their heads are spinning trying to figure out what is going on here. This is what we loosely call the revolving door, where you move from government into, you know, basically doing government affairs work for a company or an interest group. And he'll abruptly be in a position where he will now be lobbying his suddenly former colleagues.
What do you feel Rubio's resignation means for efforts to reform the California Environmental Quality Act? Rubio was planning on introducing legislation this week on that very issue.
This is a big blow to CEQA reform because, you know, he was taking the lead on that, and as a Democrat and a member of the majority party, you know, and head of the committee that would, you know, that would look over CEQA anyway, you know, he had a lot of cachet on this. I just cannot help but imagine that his departure is a big blow to CEQA reform.
Is the climate for reform of CEQA still there? Is there the political will in Sacramento to take on that issue at this point?
Well, that's a very good question. You know, a lot of the state's environmental groups and frankly, many of the state's labor unions have been organizing against CEQA reform, which means if it was something we were really going to do, the Democrats would have to push back against some of their natural constituencies, which presumably means that a lot of Democrats would not have gone along. Passing CEQA reform would mean probably getting a minority of Democrats on board with probably all of the Republicans. It would be actually kind of a strange thing for Sacramento to do, but I imagine that's how it would have had to have happened. A minority of the majority party plus all of the minority party to do it. And you know, Rubio, I feel, is somebody who could have persuaded other Dems, at least some other Democrats, to have gotten on board. Because, you know, as more of a centrist legislator, you know, he has not only has he ties to the Democrats, but he also has ties to the Republican Party somewhat, at least certainly more so than most Democrats up in Sacramento. He was in a good position to have brokered some kind of deal on CEQA. And with him gone, again, I just have to imagine that you know, the chances of anything happening with CEQA just diminished significantly.
With Rubio's resignation and existing vacancies in other Senate seats, the two-thirds majority that Democrats have enjoyed in Sacramento in the Senate is now at least temporarily gone. What does that mean in real terms for Sacramento politics?
It all of a sudden means that, at least for the time being, Republicans are again a little more powerful in Sacramento, because until special elections fill these seats, and assuming that those seats get at least one Democrat gets in, then nothing tax-wise can be passed in Sacramento without Republican support.
Of course, a newly opened Senate seat means a special election is coming and all sorts of political jockeying that always follows that sort of announcement. We're already starting to see people talk about names of potential candidates for this open seat here in Fresno County, which portions of which are in Rubio's district. Henry Perea Sr. Put a Facebook message out saying that he thinks his son, Assemblymember Henry T. Perea, might be a good candidate for this office. How do you see the politics of this surprise announcement playing out, and who do you think are some of the names we might see on the election ballot in a few months?
This is a big and very unexpected opportunity. I mean, all of the, if anybody already in the valley with political ambition is all of a sudden, you know, running around trying to figure out what support they've got. Are they an eligible candidate? Can they raise money? And special elections often benefit people who have some name recognition, who already have an organization, because there's not a lot of time to build that stuff. And that's why someone like, you know, Fran Flores and Nicole Parra, who've already been in elected office, and, of course, you know, Henry Perea, who already have name recognition, who have organizations. And in Henry Perea's case is already a sitting legislator. you know, they would have an advantage in a special election like this, whereas somebody new to politics just does not have the time to put an organization together and get the name recognition.
That was Fresno State political science professor Thomas Holyoke joining us to talk about the surprise resignation today of Shafter Democrat State Senator Michael Rubio. This is Valley Public Radio.